From the Old Testament, the prophet Joel, chapter 2, the first two verses, verse 12 and 17, to follow on, each on 798th page. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, and it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains. A great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? The word of the Lord.
Our scripture from the New Testament. If you are comfortable standing, I ask that you do so, that we honor the gospel. Matthew 6. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that the alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. Do not stir up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Responsively, hear the good news. In Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In Jesus Christ, we all have peace. I invite you to be seated. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Daniel. Deb Gunther, coming in a little later than I did, came up Peoria, said there was an accident and cars everywhere piled up, slowing traffic down. I humorously said I probably caused the accident and left it behind me. But accidents. And as we gathered, I asked, how are you, to Mark? And he honestly replied, life is tough right now. I watched the news this evening. Maybe I shouldn't have. Don't we want to divorce ourselves from that? And yet we cannot. Jesus didn't separate himself off in a monastery. He was in the middle of the world, in the middle of things, striving, and as we are supposed to do. So we come with all kinds of things, traffic, jobs, commuting. Poor Daniel from Boulder. Mark, I understand, commutes to Boulder, so I love that piece of highway. Ralph Grandall is being joined by hospice. His time is coming to an end. And at the same point in time, Olivia is due today. Olivia and Pingy are due. The baby is not occurring yet. It's on Tongan time. So life and death, and they are all there, and they're overwhelming sometimes. Do you feel overwhelmed sometimes? Do you feel like it is just too much? And we want to step away from where we are and what we are and go to that monastery, that place of separation, but we cannot. None of this is in my sermon. I'm not sure where I'm going today. I'm going to preach like Neo did, and the time it takes to fly to Tonga, 13 hours. Amidst all of those things going on, we come together and greet one another. And we come together and smile a bit ruefully and acknowledge our humanness, our struggles, and also our conquests, our successes, I suppose. But we come here tonight. I asked Melissa, do you want to come tonight? She says, no, Dad. She's a young woman, can decide for herself, and she's not here. But I have been looking forward to this. Because there's something about this service that's connects me to God. We sang in this hymn, I surrender all. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I did. I wish I was able to do all the things that we're called to do, to forgive everyone all of our trespasses and to walk in the light and the righteousness in every step, and yet I continually fail. Don't we all? And yet we will journey on. We will continue. But tonight's a special night for a couple of reasons. I was thinking about it, and you know what came to mind was Christmas cards. When I was a kid, I hated doing Christmas cards. I didn't have time. And I thought to myself, when was the first time I did Christmas cards as an adult? I remember, you know, my parents probably wrote Christmas cards when I was a kid, but when did we suddenly become the adults that do that, that share that? When does that happen? I don't know. But I was young. I had kiddos and daughters, and they never slept. I never slept for 20 years. And they were always, and there was always, and there was never enough money. And I remember it would come at Christmas time, everything came together and all the gifts to get and all the other, and there were Christmas cards, and so I tried to figure out a way to automate it and make it quick and simple so I could get those out, because heaven forbid that I would receive cards and not have sent them. Guilt. And now I've found that Christmas card season it's an amazing season for me now. There are people I haven't seen in 30 years that I still exchange cards with. And I still feel like they're brothers and sisters to me that I just saw the other day. And I get their messages and just their picture. I have one very good friend in Newport Beach, and she sends me pictures, and her kids are now adults. I knew her before she had kids, before she was married. And I just am in awe, and it warms my heart. And I want to take time, that special time, with those cards. And think about them and share that and relish the wonder of those friends. And that's what tonight is a time to pause, because this is the imposition of ashes. You are from dust and you will return to dust, yes. This is about our finitude. This is about our mortality. Our times will all end. And perhaps there's a peace in that sometime. But at the same time, there's a reminder that We belong to the Creator. And it's time to pause with him. Or her, if that is your preference. He, she, the great Creator that is better and bigger than all male, female, and all of the divisions that occur. Almighty God, our Creator, the one that loves us. And this is a time to pause with that Creator. And to take time out of everything else going on, to give ourselves this time and this gift.